I recently did a video, or audio recording where I basically went back to when I was born. I was born in the year 1970, so I'm 49 years old. The funny thing about growing old, you know, I know I have a lot of younger people listen to the podcast, and it's, you're not older in your mind, you know? Like, I still, you know, I'm like 20 in my mind. I can do all the same things, but, you know, but I can't. But in your mind, you still feel, you know, I'm guessing it's a lot longer and in later in years before your mind starts to go on you. But with that, hopefully, comes some wisdom. With some people, it does. There are some older people that, you know, you'd be really smart if you spent some time with them. If you spent some time with someone who had, you know, acquired some success, had some money, you could get some information from them. You could learn from them. A lot of times, what you're going to take away, let me turn this fan off, isn't so much how to make money as what to do with the money you've made. And that's kind of what my message is about on here. I can't tell people how to make money. You know, because times change, economies change, people have different skill sets. There's, you know, but the economy's there. Like, there's money to be made everywhere in all different skills, all different areas, you know, the service area, entertainment, teaching, policing. The message of getting rich isn't so much about what you do for a living as what you do with the money that you make from what you do for a living. Because you could be a school teacher and your wife's a school teacher. You guys make an average common income. You know, you're making $45,000, $50,000. Combined, you're making $100,000. You're getting some tax breaks. You have a child, so you're getting earned income credit. You know, they've raised the deduction. So you're not paying, you're not in a big tax level, you know. And so you just begin to live frugal. You don't buy a bunch of dumb depreciating assets. And this is what, this is the problem. Like, you can become rich. You are going to live 20 years. Like, if I could go back in time and talk to Gerald at 20 years old, I would have said, listen, you're going to be 30, dude. You're going to be 40. You're going to be 50. And in this video that I talked about at the beginning that I recorded, I broke down the years, the 50 year, basically 50 years that I've been on this planet. 49 I've been on the planet, but the last 5 decades. And in each and every decade, there's been wars and rumors of wars. It's been economic collapse. There's been currency devaluations. There's been housing bubbles, housing crashes, stocks rise. But in each of these decades, the population of human beings expands. Guess what happens when it expands? You need more businesses. By its very nature, if you need more businesses that produce more services and more products for more people, there's more opportunity to invest in. And so if you're the two average people with the two average jobs, you don't have to opt out of building wealth. Like, you can invest your money just like the Rockefellers invest their money. They don't have any secret fucking formula. You know what their formula is? They put a whole lot of money into oil stocks. You said, no, Gerald, they owned the business. Yeah. But when they sold out, the wealth kept growing and accumulating because they owned the shares that paid the dividends. They no longer had to work to produce money. And anyone can play that game. It doesn't require a guru. It's just the game of life, man. You live on less than you make. And the difference is that chunk, that's legacy. That's investing. That's the shit you get to keep. And people say you can't keep it when you go. You can't take it with you. No, but I can set it up for when I'm gone. I'll have it to leave it. Or if I don't, it won't be because I didn't try. It won't be because I just decided not to know. And so in the video training, I go through this 10 decades, 1970, Vietnam's kicking off, the country's in disarray, kids are killed and shot at Kent College. It's fucking Ferguson all over America. The country's split in two. Some want to go to Vietnam, some don't. Left, right. We invade Cambodia. You got hippies, dropouts, people hating corporations, the resistance against capitalism. It's a lot of problems. The average home costs $12,000 and the average income is $9,400 a year. And now we fast forward a decade. Oh, and the S&P 500 is around 90. Might want to look at where that is today. It's a whole lot higher. Like 2,700. And so every person that you meet on planet Earth right now that's 60 or 70 years old could be ridiculously rich, and they chose not to. Because just look. Look at the historical returns of just business in America. Who knows how many times in those 50 years they'd have got a chance to buy Exxon, Chevron, ConocoPhillips, the largest oil providers. This isn't rocket science. You don't need to be a fucking genius to pick the three top companies. Who are the two top companies in the sodas? Pepsi and Coca-Cola. I think Warren Buffett owns Coca-Cola. I own Pepsi. That's not genius. That's just taking $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, putting it in here, seeing 30 years. That's not even taking into account that you have some strategy, some way of trading or moving money around your investments to know, to look at them on a chart and go, yeah, this is overpriced or this is underpriced. I should allocate new money here, or this stock is really rich right now. I don't want to sell my shares, but I'm going to take my dividends. I'm going to let them go to the cash pile. What if you have 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of these that you've picked up as you've made money, as you live frugal, as you live below what you make and you invest the difference to build wealth like the Rockefellers? Because why you would decide, no, I'd rather be fucking poor. That's what you decide when you don't play this game. If you're 10 right now and you're not investing, you're not playing the game. Why give up a decade? Why would you give up a decade? Because you don't understand math and you don't understand compounding and you haven't looked at it enough. The shit's not internalized. You know why people panic and sell? Is it because they can't read? Because if you just go back and read, it recovers. Every fucking time. It recovers every time. And yet they want to make a bet that this time is different. And so if I said to you, hey, let's play blackjack. If every time you get this, you do this, guess what happens? You fucking win. And then we sat down to play. At a casino, would you go, yeah, no, I'm going to do this. No, that'd be stupid, right? And yet you have a 10-year-old child. They don't have any money in the S&P 500. You haven't bothered. Is that harsh? This is how I talk to me. And so at age one, I put my son into the stock market and I put $250 in there and I'd committed to the very least I would give $100 a month in there. If I had to fucking steal it, I was going to put $100 a month in there. And when he was 21, this is best I could do for you, son. I gave you 2 decades of this. And so in 1980, do things look better? Because the 70s didn't look so good. So we moved to the 1980s. And during the 1980s, we elect a movie star to be president of the United States, Ronald Reagan. He's fucking shot. There's all sorts of oil crises going on. There's wars and rumors of wars. And he begins a radical tax change. Reaganomics, it becomes famously known for. Shit drips down. That's what Reagan said. If you're fucking poor, you'll catch the crumbs of the rich. Reaganomics. And I happen to agree with it. But that's what it is. Because you have to start with the crumbs. You start small. You open the account and you begin investing. That seems so simple to me. Like, you could be in a ghetto and you have a smartphone and you open an account. Why is that hard? And yet, I don't hear the guru telling you that. The guy going around telling you the best thing you should do is invest in yourself. Then fucking do it! Is that harsh? Doing a phone consultation with a guy the other day, and I said, yeah, I'd be happy to talk to you, but I don't want a lot of bullshit, man. I don't want a lot of bullshit. I can't help you if you talk in riddles and fucking bullshit and make excuses for everything. Now, that's not your typical sales pitch. And people say, hey, I'd like to talk to you about stocks. Sure, I'd love to. Have you read my book on stocks? No, I haven't read it yet. No, I don't want to talk to you. Because you probably don't know shit. And so we can't have an actual conversation if you don't know anything. Does that make sense? Now, maybe the guy does know something. Then why do you want to talk to me to tell me what you know? Because people do that. You know how many times I get contacted, emailed, DM, text? Yo, man, you should let other people do the work. Yo, man, you know apartments are better than single. And I always say, how many properties do you have? I mean, almost always, not as many as me. But they're regurgitating fucking guru talk. Guru talk. People who, yeah, they don't do the work because they sell courses. They got to write. They're fucking salesmen. So no, they're not doing the work. Yeah, I get it. That's not me. I'm doing me. Let's talk about you. Let's go back a decade. What were you doing then? You know what I was doing? This! Looking for houses. Working on them after work. Working on them on the weekends. Listening to their bullshit when they would call me. Paying to have fucking pipes fixed. Yeah, it sucks. Putting money into stocks. Listening to people in your family go, you know, the fucking fiat currency thing, it's going to crash the whole world. Obama's the Satan. This is the conversations my family has. That Jesus is coming back. And I'm not kidding. Like I'm not joking when I say that. This is their investment paradigm. Yeah, Gerald, but how does that fit in with Jesus? And I'm thinking, fuck are we talking about? What are we talking about? And so I can't have that conversation. See what I'm saying? There's no going forward. There's no going forward. And so in 1980, our president shot. We go forward. The economic booms. Guess what happens in 1990? Oh, by the way, housing prices, 1990, $124,000 fucking dollars. Housing prices triple in the 80s. They triple. And then we go into recession and everyone says prices are too high. It's a bubble. But every successive decade, it's fucking stairs. Up, 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 up. And people are too stupid in the moment to see that. Well, I need to sell. You know, there were some dumbass that sold at the very low, at the very bottom, at the very end of the stock market crash of 2008. And he rode it all the way down. And the last day, he couldn't take it and he sold. There's somebody out there. I bet there's thousands of them out there like that. Who then watched it go up 300% due to fear, indecision, and doubt. And that was the point of the video. I took them through decades, told them about fear, indecision, and doubt. And that's why you won't get rich. It ain't because you don't make enough money. It ain't because you're not paid enough. It ain't any of those things. You don't fucking invest. That's why. That's why. And yet they want to have an intellectual masturbation conversation about, well, you should hire other people to do it. You should buy apartments. You should do this. You should. And their brain's fucking eggs. I've done nothing for the last 3 decades but study wisdom. And study how can a person become rich without actually owning the business, without any employees, answering to no one, no one other than the king, who everyone answers to. How could he do that? Well, the Rockefellers did it. Sam Walton did it. Warren fucking Buffett did it. And it ain't a fucking secret. It's publicly available for everyone to look at. And yet your dipshit friends that you hang out with that you like so much, they're not doing it. And it's right in front of them. And they're not doing it so they can drive a depreciating car. And then whine to you about some other reason. This, that. You could literally do anything to get $100. You see what I'm saying? Because I don't ever meet people who go, Gerald, you know, man, I'm saving, man, but it's just small. I just keep doing $100. Here's what I meet. They don't do it at all, or they're saving like $5,000 a month. That's what I meet. I rarely meet people that are just kind of sort of half-ass doing it. And if your boyfriend doesn't want to do it, your boyfriend is a dumbass. And if your girlfriend doesn't want to do it, your girlfriend's a dumbass, or your wife, or your husband. And that's truth. Because that person has an obligation to the people who follow them and an obligation to the people around them to not be ignorant. You don't get that fucking luxury on planet Earth. This is an economic system. It runs on money. And if you spend it all, don't invest, guess what happens? And you ask them and they laugh. Yeah, you're fucking broke. This is how I talk to myself. And the guy says, hey, you do mentoring or coaching? Yeah, I just did, bro. And you're still not doing shit. So then I got a guy who does, yeah, I know something about stocks. Okay, cool. Here's the chart. And then they start telling me their fucking plan. I don't care about your plan. I'm showing you what works. Decade after decade after decade after decade. It's not some guru bullshit. It's not something for nothing. It's not fucking day trading. It's not crypto. It's not currency. It's not fucking option. None of that shit. It's none of that. It's not fast money. I'm talking about legacy. I'm talking about building wealth. I'm not against those things, but this is not that. Like, you have a job to make money, you invest. If you fucking day trade to make money, you invest the profits. If you do fucking crypto and you make a lot of money, you buy other shit. Real estate, stocks, dividend stocks, closed-end funds, ETNs, ETFs, shit that pays you money. You take the active income and you convert it into lifetime legacy wealth that pays you today, not to retire you for next fucking decade. Guess what? It's 2019. It's going to be 2020. Guess what? It's going to be 2030. And there's people right now, right around you, and you know who they are. They're going to have a negative net worth in 2030. They're going to owe more than they have. They were born fucking richer than they are today. Huh. What do you do with that brain? What do you do with the brain of a human being who's worth less than the day they were fucking born, lecturing you on money or giving you their opinion? What do you do with that? And so if that's you, maybe you stop having an opinion and you fix your shit and you get your shit straight and you get out of fucking debt and you own up to what you've done. You've put everyone around you in jeopardy. That's what fucking debt is. Dave Ramsey likes to say it a little nicer. It's you putting your fucking family at risk. And when you lose your job, guess what? Guess who's going to fucking suffer for you? For your goddamn car. Who's going to suffer for it? You? No, you're fucking 11-year-old. You're 11-year-old. Because this dad's not wise. But the funny thing about wisdom, you can fix it right now. Just like that. Just like that. And so we move into the 2000s and there's a goddamn stock market crash. The NASDAQ goes from 100, drops by 80%, the S&P falls by 50, and the Dow falls by 50, and you had another event to lever up. And then we go to 2008, the stock market crashes, you have another event to level up, and now we go to 2019, and if it crashes, what? They're gonna be cowards. And instead of preparing, you know how you prepare? You don't sell the shit you own. You go make new money and set it aside and get ready. You notice no one ever says that? Whenever people say to me, what should I do, Gerald? What should you do? What should you do? Go get money. Fucking work. Go get money and set it aside. You don't sell your fucking assets. It never works, ever. You don't know a single soul that worked for. Did Warren Buffett do that? Did he sell? No. You know what he started fucking doing? Buying. But everybody else wants to play the mental masturbation game that I'm a fucking genius. I'm going to get it right out in time. I'm going to lever it. I'm going to go short. I'm going to put on options trades. I'm going to write it down. I'm going to short the fucking S&P. I'm a genius, Gerald. I'm a genius. Now, I've never consistently invested for 3 or 4 fucking years. I've never done that. But now I'm a financial economic genius. And I'm going to find a way to do this without getting pain. Because I don't like getting pain. I don't like being slapped. And so you hold your assets. And if the assets you own pay dividends, you're fucking compounding at lower rates. And so, yes, we will have a recession. We will have a pullback. But right now, they're going up. And if you'd have been doing this shit 10 years ago, you'd be riding it up. And yet here we are. We're getting ready to start 2020. I'm trying to get ahead of it. Let's make those New Year's resolutions about 6 months early. Why don't we make them a little bit earlier this year? Why don't we make them a little bit earlier this year?